You're listening to SBS News.
It was a landmark ruling, years in the making.
Oh, I had goosebumps. And I just gave the biggest scream out in the middle of the village. Just screamed and said, ah, we won. Ah, it was an awesome feeling. I shed tears of joy.
That's Kolkagul man and traditional owner of Massig Island, Yesse Mosby. He's one of eight Torres Strait Islanders to win a world-first legal battle last month. On September 22, the UN Human Rights Committee found that the former Morrison government violated their human rights by failing to adequately respond to the climate crisis unfolding on their island homes. A key recommendation was that they be compensated. Sophie Marjanak, an Australian climate lawyer with environmental legal charity Client Earth, represented the eight claimants.
It's the first time that any court around the world or any decision-making body has ever found that a state owes financial compensation for the loss of rights caused by climate change.
But for Yesse Mosby and fellow claimant Kebe Tamu, a Warrabirragal man from the Kolkagul Nation, the UN ruling is just the beginning.
How do we actually work from here now forward, and how do we actually get these benefits off this decision? You know, the work doesn't end there. You know, it's a continuous thing. You know, we still have to do the work to actually get these results for our people.
Both men will be presenting their case on a global stage next month at the COP27 conference in Egypt. Climate loss and damage is a key theme of this year's summit. Global warming is increasingly threatening food security, traditional livelihoods and cultural practices of Indigenous peoples around the world. Mr. Tamu says he hopes his case will open the door for further legal action to be taken by those on the front line.
Us leading the way, I hope that, you know, we can inspire other Indigenous people to aspire to take these sort of actions against governments that, you know, not really doing their job.
Their fight for climate justice is to continue both abroad and at home. Along with compensation, the UN asked the Australian government to engage in meaningful consultations with Torres Strait Islanders and take action to secure their community's safe existence. The Albanese government says it's considering the decision and will provide a response in due course.
I really want something that it will be beneficial, that it'll be good for the environment. It'll be good for our home, for our future generation, and it'll last longer.
For Yesse Mosby, who says his island home continues to disappear at a terrifying pace, it's a matter of urgency. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.